Hi everyone, this is Nina. Today I have with me Shannon Zarowski, who is actually the photographer, founder, and probably CEO of Sunshine Shannon Photography. We're going to have a little chat today, but before we get started, I'm going to ask Shannon to introduce herself.
Yay, well, hello, internet friends. My name is Shannon. Like Nina just said, I run Sunshine Shannon Photography. I went to college for photography and then graduated, and now I'm running my business. This is my third full wedding season that I'm doing.
Well, I'm super excited to have you here, Shannon. What we usually talk about on this kind of, podcast is really, it's a moment to try and celebrate the successes that people have and talk a little bit about people's journeys. I'm always fascinated to learn more about people and how they came to maybe the profession or the place they are in their life, and talk about maybe the turns and the path that they took there, or maybe missteps sometimes even. Mm-hmm. And then kind of just to help acknowledge that we're all on a path kind of moving forward. And, we make decisions, and it's all about celebrating the successes in the moment so that we can continue kind of just being awesome people.
Cool.
So maybe we could just get started. And, I know a little bit about your history of how you became a photographer. But a little birdie told me that you actually used to be a full-time employee at Apple.
Yes.
So maybe help us understand how you made, what you were doing and, how you made the shift into photography.
Yes. So I actually used to work at Alcatraz when I was going to school for photography. So I was doing full-time school, which was 20 to 24 hours a week, and then full-time work, which was pretty much around 40 every week. And then I would wake up at 6, almost every day. I would either commute to work or commute to school. Do either one of those, and then I would switch. I would either, if I was at work, I would go to my night class, or if I was at school in the morning, I would go to a night shift. And then I was getting home at 11 every day. My commute was 2 hours. Wow. I was getting very tired and exhausted and burnt out. I was almost graduating. I had one more quarter left, and then Alcatraz basically told me that they wouldn't give me 3 days off anymore to finish my schooling. So they were you can either be demoted and make less money and get less hours, or you could find a new job. So I found a new job. So I actually worked part-time at Apple so I could finish school. And then at first I was kind of upset because I did make really good money there, and I got free healthcare and wow, so many things that were great. But I'm glad that they forced me out, because I knew I was too comfortable with my steady, nice paychecks and all that stuff. So it would have been harder later to just leave. So I'm glad that I got the opportunity to work a little bit less while I could make photography more the focus.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't going to just be I'm in school. It doesn't matter if I don't book clients right now. I was graduating, so I needed to book clients, and I needed to be in the real world. So that was a good job to have in my transition.
Interesting. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The first thing that came up for me was really around this idea of comfort, mm-hmm. and I think you were forced a little bit outside of your comfort boundaries, yeah. there, but you see it now as a positive thing. Mm-hmm. In the moment, how were you feeling when they were look, here's two options for you. Maybe neither of them, which were things that you wanted.
Yeah.
But take us through that process, or even what you were feeling.
Then. Yeah. So I was starting my new quarter in 2 weeks when they told me that I couldn't do that. And I was well, I'm not going to just work less hours here. Because I had to pay for BART, and like I said, the commute was really exhausting. So I was just okay, I just need to find a new job, and I need to find one now. And I knew that it had to be part-time, and I just wanted to work somewhere fun, that it was closer to home, that I could just drive and not worry about parking. just have it be like kind of low-key. Mm-hmm. I mean, working for Apple is like not very low-key. It's like pretty stressful sometimes, but that one just kind of like, I had a lot of friends that worked there, and they said that they really liked it, so, and they have like part-time benefits.
Hey,
so I was helpful. Like, this is a good move in terms of like what I'm looking for and like how to like get something that I can do both photography and like have a job.
Yeah.
So
do you think that had they not had that ultimatum per se, mm-hmm. That you could have stayed at Alcatraz even longer after you had finished school and like maybe just been comfortable making money and like having benefits, which are nice things to have.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. It was really far. Like, I was getting really exhausted by the commute, and I was actually like, emotionally, I was going through like a really hard time, just sort of so tired all the time.
Your day sounded really
exhausting. Yeah. Yeah. So like sometimes I would like be leaving work because I was just like crying because I was so stressed out. So like at some point I probably would have like had to make that decision to leave, but I don't know if it would have been so soon.
Mm.
And I just like don't know what like the path after that would have looked like, because I like maybe I wouldn't have wanted to get another job, like maybe I would have just done photography, but that would have felt like really scary because I was just starting.
Yeah.
So like I definitely couldn't have lived off the money that I was making when I was like just starting my photography.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, because as you're starting a new venture, like you've got to find clients and you've got to get like reoccurring work, mm-hmm. and it sounds like there's also a seasonality to photography. And
totally.
So it's like if you enter at the wrong time, or if you enter in the middle of the season, like
then it's kind of like it would be a lot harder.
So how did you figure out all of those factors? And so it sounds like you left your position at Alcatraz, you finished school. And then, did you start your photography business at the same time while you were working part-time with Apple?
I basically, like, started it when I was in school still. Okay. I was pretty lucky because I always wanted to be a lawyer when I was younger. And then, in high school, I, like, mentored with a lawyer that my mom worked for. And she just made me, like, organize paperwork for 6 hours.
Okay.
And didn't talk to me, like, twice. Like, it was really, I was just like, oh, okay, I'm not really learning anything except that I don't want to do this at all, ever.
Okay.
Like I thought. So, just like, man, I lost my train of thought.
No.
What was your question?
Yeah. I was asking more about how you kind of started the business when.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. So, there was actually a lawyer in my mom's office that went to law school, and she was like, you know, this kind of sucks, like I'm gonna be a photographer. So she was like, you guys are doing the exact same thing, like let me see if I can like link you guys together. So she actually, I like switched my like senior exit project to being about photography, and like got to like do a presentation about like how it kind of changed and why it changed. But she helped me a lot, and she let me like come to weddings with her when I like didn't know what I was doing at all. Like I had like not a great camera, but like she really like helped me and like taught me things like that. So I was like kind of doing weddings with her when I was still in school, and I had like my business name, and like school made us like make a website, and like I had business cards printed like for my portfolio show. So basically like had my business, but it was just like a little baby version of my business,
mm-hmm.
for what it is today.
No, fair enough. So it sounds like you had, I mean, a little bit of a mentor,
mm-hmm.
From this woman.
Yeah.
Who maybe kind of went down a path that you thought you were going to go down initially, right?
Yeah.
You had mentioned how you thought you wanted to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously that is very different from the photography business.
Yes.
What about that journey? Like, for how long did you want to be a lawyer, and like, did you actually start to walk down that path to maybe even go to school for that?
So I like wanted to be a lawyer ever since I was like 5.
Wow.
So it wasn't just like, I don't know, like that was just like what I always said I like wanted to be. It's just like a lawyer, and I like didn't really like question why, or I don't know, I just always thought it was cool and that's what I wanted to do. and then just kind of like doing it. Or not even like being a lawyer, but just like working with a lawyer. I was like, I don't know if I want to like do that for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. Like I wanted to do something that was like more creative, and like I really like people, and I wanted to like work with a lot of people and like be outside and like not just be in like a windowless office. So I felt like doing that made me like think about what I kind of wanted my future career to look like.
Yeah.
And just like being inside, which is funny because now I spend like all day inside, like in front of my computer, but at least I'm like doing things that I'm really excited about. So
that makes sense. It's like working with or for a lawyer almost helped maybe like, this might not be the right word, but like the fantasy of what you thought a lawyer did and the reality
totally.
Of what the day-to-day was actually like.
Yeah.
Which actually many people, I feel like, don't figure that out until like they've spent countless number mm-hmm. of years like in school, and then they're like, oh, this job is like this?
Yeah. They're like, maybe not.
Shit. You know, like they've got that moment where they just like, I've just spent all this time, and then they're, sometimes I feel like those folks are at like a different paradox in life. Like, okay, do I just continue down this path because I've already invested so much mm-hmm. and just like figure out like side hobbies to make me happy, or do I just call quits and like let go mm-hmm. of everything I've invested and just be willing to start fresh and then reinvest, which is
which I feel like both are very scary, because it's like you could, if you don't like it and you're just doing it for money, like you're not gonna be very happy. Mm-hmm. I feel like that sounds very scary. And then just, like, abandoning all your work. Like, if I just randomly decided I didn't want to be a photographer anymore, like, I would literally be just, like, terrified. I wouldn't really know what to do, because that's the only thing I've, like, invested a lot of time in. So that would probably be really hard.
But a little bit is, like, you invested that time in also thinking you're going to be a lawyer, right? And not that you couldn't abandon it, but, like, you kind of went down that path. You have maybe had a little bit of that paradox too, mm-hmm. of like, well, do I still kind of do this?
Yeah.
You know, or what else is there?
Yeah.
So then tell us, like, you decided no lawyer. Mm-hmm. How did photography come into the play?
So all of these things were like happening all at like the same really good time. Mm-hmm. So like, I was applying to all these like UCs and like all that stuff, because everybody was like, take all these honor classes, apply to all these UCs, and like you're guaranteed to get in. Like that's basically what they were feeding us the whole time. So I worked really hard in high school to like not get into any of the UCs I applied to. They were the hardest ones, so it's kind of my fault. But I was like, go big or go home. And so none of them accepted me, which was sad. But at the same time, the Art Institute, where I went to school, they did a presentation in, like, my psychology class. And they're like, oh, if you guys are, like, interested in more information, like, fill out this card. So I filled out the card. Then they called me. And then I was, like, at orientation somehow. And, like, my mom was, like, really supportive about it, which was great. Because I didn't know, like, how she was going to feel about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I feel like people who are going into, like, doing, like, an art as like a business, I feel like people are very skeptical about that. And like, I actually, like a lot of my like classmates in high school were like very judgmental, and like, it was kind of like, my like close friends were really supportive, but like a lot of my friends were like, oh, you're gonna do what? Like, are you even gonna make money?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know if I'm gonna make money, but I'll be happy. So like, I think it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously you need money, but I don't know. And it was kind of interesting because the people who were like being more judgmental about it, like they actually, I had a conversation with one of them, and they're like, yeah, I actually like switched my major because I didn't like it. Like, I want to do something that I like. And I was like, that's an interesting thought. Like, like, glad you realized that.
Yeah. That's totally a different line of pathway to like wonder what happened to them to help them see that.
Yeah.
But you're right. I think especially in high school, mm-hmm. there's a formula you follow, right? You do the honors classes, you get into college. Like that's the next step. And mm-hmm. if you don't do that, it's like you're doing something that's not prescribed. Mm-hmm. Like it's like kind of the first time when people can maybe they have that choice.
Yeah.
Like, up till then, you just go to school. Like, that's your life, you know?
Yeah.
And then you leave high school, and you're right. You kind of went down a different pathway from the get-go. And you were pursuing something that was gonna maybe provide you happiness in a different way that...
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, maybe now looking back, not getting into the schools was like a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I applied to the art school after the orientation, and they... accepted me. So that was really exciting.
That must have felt really good.
Yeah.
And then, well, because I mean, you're still pursuing an education just in a different manner.
And like, I really did like my school because like a lot of my friends who did go to UCs, like they're in like 200 people like seminar lecture classes, and like my biggest classes were like 20 people, and like I still did all my general eds. Like, I didn't, like, just learn about art and, like, take pictures all day. Like, I had to take math and, like, all that stuff.
Whoa, that just, like, blew my mind. I didn't know that. But, okay,
keep going. To be, like, an accredited degree, you have to, like, take all those other classes.
Makes sense.
And it was cool because I got to do them at the same... Like, I got to take photography classes and do, like, my general eds, like, together. So I didn't have to, like, just finish all my general eds and then get into what I wanted. I got to do both. So I feel like...
Oh, that's different from most colleges, too.
Yeah. And we were on the quarter system, which I really liked. So I only went to class 11 times, and then I was done with that class. So,
yeah. That sounds like a little bit of stress at the same time.
It was stressful, but I got it over really quick. And I finished my bachelor's degree in 3.5 years, which was really nice, too. Because I, like, my summers were 3 weeks, and my winter breaks were 3 weeks. So I never... I just went to school all the time.
Yeah, you sped through that.
Yeah. So that was nice, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you kind of have a pattern, or like unknowingly maybe, to try and not go against the path, but like go down the path that's right for you. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you listen a little bit to like what's actually going on, not only in your head and like being rational, but like what's actually going inside of you in like maybe more of like a spiritual kind of way. Again, not sure if that's the right word, but it's more of, like, your gut feeling.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And, like, it sounds like you're listening to both sides. Would you say that would be fair?
I would say so, yeah. Yeah. Because, like, I did listen to everybody who... Like, I remember one of my friend's parents literally was like, oh, why don't you go to SF State until you figure out what you actually want to do? And I was just like, this is actually what... Like, the more, like, negativity, like, people kept... giving me about it, the more I was just like, honestly, like, at the end of the day, like, they're not gonna get to the end of my life and be like, oh, I wish I would have done this, like, that's gonna be me. So I just, like, I took what people were saying, but I was just like, I don't know, like, you don't actually know me, like, you don't know how much I love this, like, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to make it work. So just like knowing, I don't know, just like believing in myself when like no one else besides, like, my mom really did. I don't know. I just, like, went for it because I just believed that I could make it work and figure it out.
Yeah. That, like, I don't even want to call it self-confidence, but it is, like, that belief that you can do whatever needs to be done because you're pursuing something that you want.
Yeah.
Or that you feel like is going to help you get to that place of happiness, right? And I think that's actually really hard for a lot of people to hear their own gut talk.
Yeah.
And I say, like, kudos to you for also being so, like, being really young and being able to filter out some negativity from probably adults and maybe peers around a different path that you were going down. Tell me, like, I wonder if you even have a sense of, like, how you were able to... cultivate really a strong sense of self. Like, for me, so I maybe can give you an example. Like, for me, I still find it challenging to listen to my gut and have it be loud enough that I'm not listening to, like, maybe my inner critic around what I should be doing. So, like, if it's gonna make someone else mad, I might really have an internal debate around something I wanna do.
Yeah.
Even if it might make me happy.
Yeah. I think it's just because, like, I liked it so much that I just didn't really care.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, like, me being a photographer probably seemed more, like, random to everybody else. Mm-hmm. But I was, like, always taking pictures. Like, every time, like, me and my cousins would get together for, like, Thanksgiving, like, we would only be outside, and I would be, like, taking all of our pictures. We would spend hours taking pictures together. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just, like, thinking about how much I loved it and, like, what it meant to me, I was just, like, I know that this will, like, make me happy. And I know that these things, like, being able to, like, be my own boss and, like, run my own business, like, that always seemed a lot more exciting to me than, like, working for someone else. Mm-hmm. So, I just think, like, keeping my future in mind was helpful.
Yeah, it's almost like you envisioned what that future could be like. In, like, certain ways, like, not, like, fully, like, you didn't know you'd be inside all day looking at your computer
screen. Yeah, good thing I didn't. I feel like also, I don't know, being kind of, like, naive about it mm-hmm. probably also helped me, because I was just like, whatever, I'm just going to do this, it's going to be fun, and, like, it's really stressful, like, a lot. So I feel like not knowing all the stressors and, like, having to figure that out on the way also, like, I didn't have excuses for myself. Because I think, like, people, like, if I was going to start, like, I don't know, if I was going to, like, train for a marathon or something, like, something that I would seem, like, feel that's really hard. I'm like, okay, well, I don't really have time. Like, running is really hard. It makes me tired. Like, I'm gonna have to change how I eat. Like, there's, like, all these excuses you can come up with, but mm-hmm. I didn't have any because I just didn't know what, like, running a business was entailing. I just knew it sounded like something I wanted to do.
That's so interesting. So I think, you know, you call it naive, but, I mean, you could even, like, spin that, right? Like, you're coming in with, like, a new, like, a fresh perspective. Mm-hmm. Not knowing too much enabled you to, like, just take them on as, like, I'm going to tackle this and I'm going to get this done. Like, mm-hmm. that's it. Versus thinking about all the barriers that might get in your way to being successful.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
It's, like, a different way to, like, think about, you know, yeah, you might have been young at the time when you made that decision, but, mm-hmm. like, the factors about, like, how you were going to achieve, like, certain ideals for what your future might be like were just things you didn't know, you'd learn along the way, mm-hmm. you had belief in yourself, and a desire to make it happen.
Yeah.
And like you said, maybe an unknowingness of what possible barriers were there, so, like, you couldn't get stopped by them mentally.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of sounds a little bit also like how we were talking about before around kind of like your self barriers and, like, mm-hmm. being in that comfort zone.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you're in that comfort zone and you know what possible barriers are outside, you're going to want to stay in your comfort zone.
Totally.
But if you don't know what barriers there are, like,
then you have no choice. You just have to deal with them when they, like, come up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that. So what about now? So, like, now, okay, so we talked a little bit. We've kind of jumped around, but that's okay. We've talked about a little bit how you wanted to be a lawyer. You tried it out a little bit and you're like,
yeah.
You know, pass. And then you got into photography, and you also still got, like, you're going to school for it. Mm-hmm. You knew that you had a passion for it.
Yes.
And it seemed like you could turn that passion into an actual job. Mm-hmm. Or a business, really. It's not just a job. It's a business. Totally. And then even along the way, like, you got mentorship in a different way, right? To, like, take baby steps to try it out.
Yeah.
Get exposed to mm-hmm. what it would be like.
Yeah.
Without really risking too much.
Totally.
So that by the time you were ready to graduate and you had already started your business through school, you could just kind of move forward.
Yeah.
Without, really, like, nice. Maybe those, like, little mistakes that you might have made through the mentorship process.
It definitely made it a lot easier, yeah.
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 And then, so, like, now you're still at Apple, or not now?
I quit Apple.
Okay, so tell us about that.
So my last day was on April 19th, and that was
pretty recent.
Yeah, it hasn't even been a month yet. that was, like, really cool and really scary, but I just, like, knew it was time to, like, leave. I was there for 2.5 years, So right. I was there for quite a long time. And I had to turn, like in the fall, I had to turn down a lot of work just because, like, I'm not the kind of person who is going to, like, call out. Like, before I quit, like, there was a few days I called out before I quit. But before that, like, I had only called out twice. And it was because I had, like, pneumonia. Like, I was not the kind of person who was just, like, not going to show up to work. Yeah. And I remember I had to do 5 shift swaps in 1 week. Whoa. To be able to, like, I had a shoot in Yosemite, and I had, like, another shoot and a bunch of things that week. And I just, like, forgot to request it off. And I was just exhausted by, like, trying to ask my coworkers, like, to take my shift or, like, whatever. And I had to turn down a lot of work just because I was so exhausted. So mm-hmm. I was like, if I wasn't working at Apple, like, I could have easily done 50 mini sessions for your families and, like, done all that stuff. So, and I was only working part-time, so it's not like my paychecks were anything incredible. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I, like, knew that at this point, like, this job was probably holding me back from, like, what my business, like, fully could be, and, like, I could definitely make way more money to just, like, support myself, and, like, yeah. I'm moving out for the first time.
Hey!
It's a lot, but...
Celebration!
Yes! But, yeah, so... But I loved working there, like, all my coworkers, like, I've never had a job where I've, like, loved all my coworkers, and I had, like, 150 of them.
Oh my gosh.
And, like, there's not really one person that I could just be like, I hated them. Like, I generally really, really liked everybody.
Okay.
So they made it really hard to leave, but I can just go visit them, too.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So why do you think you stuck around for longer than maybe... should have, like, and I'm using air quotes for should, right?
Yeah. Definitely, like, benefits are really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just didn't want to have to deal with, like, paying for them, and, like, I was trying to save up money, like, I'm trying to, like, pay the rest of my student loans off, like, all that stuff, but I think that was, like, mostly what was just, like, holding me back.
Okay.
It was just, like, having benefits and not having to worry about it.
Okay, but there was maybe, was there like a gut feeling? It sounded like you knew that this day of quitting was coming. It's just a matter of time.
Yeah, it was towards the end, it was like getting harder to like work there just because like I'm not the kind of person who stays in one role for a long time.
Okay.
Like when I worked at one of my previous jobs, like I was being promoted like every 3 or 4 months. Like, as soon as I got there, they were like, oh, here's a training packet that you can, like, read at home if you want. And then, like, when you come in, we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, okay, read the whole thing, came in. We went over all of it in, like, 20 minutes. And they're like, oh, well, I've never trained anyone this fast. I don't really know what to do. Like, here's the next packet, I guess. So, like, I was always trying to, like, move up. And, like, at Apple, it was kind of hard to move up into, like, the positions that I want. Like, I wanted to be a creative and, like, teach classes, but there was, like, never open spots for that. And, like, the things that I wanted to do were really hard, and I had to be full-time,
mm-hmm.
too. So I was, like, getting a little bored just doing the same thing for 2.5 years. But
yeah,
I had to keep the end goal in mind. Like, I couldn't start making more money, couldn't get more comfortable, like, couldn't allow myself to... be in a situation that made it harder to leave. So I just tried to make it like as easy and basic and like simple as possible so I could just like go do my job, leave.
And then do your photography business.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It kind of sounds like you tried pretty hard to make it work in a sense because you saw opportunities there too.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a sense that you are a highly responsible person. Right?
I try.
And so, I mean, a lot of folks, if they're starting their own business, they will take, you know, a little bit more risk. Or maybe not risk, but they could be a little bit more lenient with, like, their day job, you know, and maybe call out a little bit more.
Yeah.
But you were still really responsible with that. I think that says a lot about who you are, right? Like, even though you knew that this was part-time,
mm-hmm.
You had made a commitment,
mm-hmm.
And you wanted to see that through because, I mean, tell me why.
Like, I just, like, I just always want to do like a good job for people, no mm-hmm. matter what kind of job it is. Like working at Apple like was important to me, and I like loved all my coworkers, but I knew that like I was working there and I wanted to like come in and like do my job well, and I didn't want to like just be like an okay employee. Yeah. Like I wanted to like go in and do a really good job at that job, just like how I want to like show up and do really good for my clients. And I feel like I can't like call out of like a client engagement session because I like drank too much the night before or like yeah. wasn't feeling good. Like I literally did a wedding when I had pneumonia. Like I'm going to show up and I'm going to do my job, even if it like isn't the most fun sometimes or whatever. Like people are still really relying on me to be there for everyone to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I could see how a bride or a groom could be super stressed or like super upset.
Totally.
Like my photographer didn't show up today.
Like I would just die. Like if I couldn't show up to someone's wedding, like I don't even know what I would do. That would be horrible. I hope that never, knocking on all the wood, I hope that never happens.
So sign up to anyone who signs up with Shannon. Yeah. She will be there for your shoot.
Unless I'm like dead. Like I'm gonna be there.
What I'm like really coming to appreciate is like, and maybe I should ask you, like, how do you think all these things translate now to your business, right? We've talked a little bit about getting outside your comfort zone, being comfortable but not too comfortable, mm-hmm. Responsibility, dependability, kind of even in just finding ways to do things that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. How do you bring this all to your business now?
I think creating a little bit of like security can make you also be able to take like more like risks.
Yeah.
And like try new things and like not be afraid. Mm-hmm. So like the biggest reason like why I decided to take the jump from Apple is I worked really hard last year and I booked like 40 weddings.
Okay.
And
while working.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I like photographed about 40 weddings like wow. while I still had my part-time job. So it was a lot. Like mm-hmm. there's only 52 Saturdays in a whole year. Like 40.
Good point.
I was at weddings.
Okay.
Oh man, I lost my train.
Oh yeah, you were talking about security.
Yeah, like... yeah, okay. So I booked all those weddings and like people don't pay me like all up front. Mm-hmm. So they do payments, and then I looked at all the like payments I had per month and I was like, whoa, I don't even need to work at Apple. Like I don't even need to book a single thing all year, and I have enough money to cover my expenses every single month. So that was really what made me like take the jump. And I'm like pretty ahead of like my booking schedule mm-hmm. for this year. So like because I don't necessarily need to book more this year, then I can be like take a few more risks. Like maybe I could like raise my prices a lot and like see what happens. And if they don't book me, like, oh well. Or like I can try like different pricing structures or like including things or like making everything like a la carte. Like I can play around and not be worried mm-hmm. that I'm not going to make money or that I'm not going to get any bookings, because mostly I'm booking for 2020 now, and that's like so far in advance.
Wow.
Yeah, like my 2019 is pretty much fully booked out.
Okay.
So like I'm just booking for almost next year. So it's like, I don't know, I can be as wild as I want and mm-hmm. still have time to make it up if I need to.
Yeah, that's really cool. When you talked about security, I thought a lot about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Mm-hmm. And it's like this pyramid that talks about like your base level is all about security.
Yeah.
And like feeling secure. Mm-hmm. And if you can't even feel secure, then like you can never continue to rise up the pyramid.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like you have to notice though, right? Like mm-hmm. you're working so hard, but you didn't see that you'd done so well for yourself.
Yeah.
Until you took a second to like stop and like actually pay attention.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, I'm doing way better than I probably thought I was.
Yeah.
So much so that I could leave this part-time thing that I love my coworkers. Mm-hmm. I feel, you know, responsible for what I'm doing, but it's maybe not exactly what I want to do.
Yeah.
And it's actually causing me a little bit of pain because of all the maybe rework that I've got to do to figure out my schedule.
Totally.
So it almost, maybe that's what like enabled you to be like, okay, I can let go of this.
Yeah.
And like continue to move forward. And like, to me, now that you've got that security foundation down, mm-hmm. you're even starting to talk about how you're moving up a little bit and like, well, what else can I adjust?
Yeah.
Right? I'm in a good enough spot. Mm-hmm. I can take a little bit more risk for myself and like continue to evolve.
Yeah.
Whether that's, you know, evolving your business, also evolving in your life, right? Like you're taking this new step to like move out on your own. That's
a huge thing. Yeah. It's crazy.
And then it'll be really cool to kind of see how you continue down this journey, right? Mm-hmm. Who knows? Like you even talked about how you were really interested in maybe one day teaching a class. I could totally see that happening for you, right? Like who knows down the path, like you could be a teacher at that art institute that you went to.
Yeah.
You could be a teacher for freelance classes. Mm-hmm. You could have your own like Eventbrite, you know, thing where you teach photography.
Yeah.
You really have like a lot of bandwidth to play with now that you've got that security mm-hmm. down.
Yeah, this year I'm actually going to do mentor sessions.
Cool.
That was like my three biggest goals for the year was like quit Apple, move out, and do mentor sessions.
Hey,
so
check.
I know, doing it. The mentor sessions are probably going to come a little bit like later in the year because mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot of like website, like blogging, like redoing all that kind of stuff. So that's what I'm like pouring more of my time into. But yeah, I'm thinking probably towards like July.
And what does a mentor session look like?
I'm still trying to figure that out, but basically like I want to spend like an hour or two with like a newer photographer. And because there's so many things like you don't know mm-hmm. when you like start a photography business, like how do you even price yourself and like yeah. how do clients find me, and like working with people is really, really awkward. Like,
okay, tell me more.
doing a session with an engaged couple when I was like first starting out was like the hardest because you don't even know what to say. I'm just like, go stand over there. Probably like hug. I don't know, like kiss. I don't know. Like it was.
How do you pose them?
It was really hard.
Okay.
It's super awkward, and you could just tell in the images that it was kind of awkward. Which is like so scary because like when you're hiring a photographer, like I'm sure the couple like trusts you to know what you're doing and like make them feel really good. And if you're like not confident, you're probably not going to do a very good job. Mm-hmm. So I would love to like kind of like talk over all like that stuff with them, like set goals, just kind of answer all their questions, like be as helpful as possible, and then like move on to like a live photographing kind of portion. Mm-hmm. So like I would find a couple and then I would kind of like direct the couple so they could see like what I was doing, and then they could step in and like start directing them, and I would give them like feedback like on the spot and in the moment, and just kind of like, yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
for it.
I like it. So it's kind of like you got a little bit of this exposure while you were in school, mm-hmm. and it's a little bit of you just paying it forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a great place to be. Mm-hmm. Right? Like you, like we talked about, you're in a place where you can take the time. You know, this is not another session, like a photographer or a wedding session, mm-hmm. right? But this is a way for you to give back to others who are maybe considering going down this path.
Yeah.
Are maybe a little unsure or just like want to get to know the ropes a little bit better.
Yeah. Because if someone didn't help me, like I don't even know where I would have been at all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's really hard to like get started without people who are kind of like willing to help you.
Yeah. I think that's so true. I think we're social creatures first off, right? And everybody just needs a little bit of help along the way. Even though you might be in a business of just yourself, mm-hmm. doesn't mean that you can't rely on the support of others and like
totally
have to build that network out for yourself too.
Yeah.
So that totally makes sense. Well, Shannon, what do you think it's really important for, what's like one more piece of information you think is important for other people to know either about you mm-hmm. or about Sunshine Shannon Photography?
I think feel like my heart just kind of wants to give like advice. Mm-hmm. I feel like if someone is trying to do something that, or like start a business in something that they like aren't sure if it's gonna like work out or whatever their like thoughts may be, like I would say just do it anyway. And if it doesn't work out, literally, who cares? No one. No one's going to care if it doesn't work out. I'm sure you will, but, like, at least you know that you, like, tried it and you, like, put effort into it. And if you're, like, kind of in the middle of your business, like, I think the biggest thing that I did to, like, help myself grow was just, like, all the education that I invested in. So I think, like, investing in education and taking it seriously. And because I bought a lot, like, not just college. It's actually kind of funny because college didn't really prep me to have a photography business at all. Huh. They were basically prepping us to work in, like, a commercial kind of area, mm-hmm. and, like, get a job for someone else still. So there was a lot that I still didn't know coming out of school. So I invested in a lot of, like, online courses and resources. And there's so many things out there that you can literally learn how to do anything if you just like take the time to invest and like learn and get better and always just be like hungry for more information and always be hungry to like get better, then you will, and it'll be great.
Yeah, I love that. And how do people contact you?
So people can follow me on Instagram.
What's your handle?
It's Sunshine Shannon, and it's like just Sunshine Shannon. There's no like numbers or anything. And then I have my website, which is sunshineshannon.com. You can email me at hello@sunshineshannon.com. Yeah, but I think Instagram is always fun. I like being social and getting to see other people and their journeys too.
I love that. So definitely going to follow you on Instagram at sunshineshannon. And then I also just want to say thank you. One, thank you for taking time today to come speak with me. Two, I love that you kind of ended the note on both, like, an emotional and, like, rational way of, like, moving forward, right? Like, trust your gut.
Yeah.
Invest in yourself. Mm-hmm. And just try, because you never know what you're going to... never know what's to come. You can always learn stuff, and even if you fail, doesn't mean it was still a learning opportunity.
Absolutely.
So, thank you for that.
Of course.
It's a great message to leave everybody
with.
Well,
yeah, I'm glad.
All right. Well, thanks everyone else for listening today. I really appreciate this, and look forward to more kind of story times with other folks.
Yay!
Thanks again, Shannon.
Thanks.